Welcome everybody to Tangents Retro Gaming Podcast, where we talk about retro games, the history, the hidden gems, and even today's topic, where we're diving into the one of the weirdest corners of retro gaming, the emulation stations. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The handhelds, the HDMI sticks, and the weird little consoles from Temu, AliExpress, and Wish, the 55,000 games included system. The ones where every ad claims, play every game ever made. Yeah, right, sure, buddy. I'll have what you're smoking. But seriously, today we're breaking down these things by the price tiers. We're talking, you know, under 20 bucks, 20 to 60, in the over-the-top premium $100 category. We'll go over what they actually play, what's fake, what's good, what's not, and basically electronic raccoons hiding in a plastic shell. And trust me, some of these little handhelds are rough. So the very first tier, what we're going to be diving into is the dumpster dive tier. All right, let's start with the system everybody sees first, the super cheap stuff. You know, usually 501, 5001, 20,000 games included, 4K gaming stick, and even the Retro Power Pro Max Plus Ultra Smash gaming systems. Yeah, okay. These names sound like somebody smashed some random words together in a blender and came up with these names. Most of these devices will fall under $20. And honestly, there are some that are fun, but if your expectations are low, these are for you. Because you usually get Nintendo, Game Boy, Genesis, and maybe a few Super Nintendos. And if you're lucky, you'll get buttons that don't feel like wet crackers. Now, here's a big issue. The fake game counts. These companies love inflating numbers. But when you get home, plug it in, you turn it on, all of a sudden you'll see 40 versions of Contra, hacked Mario games, Japanese duplicates, repetitive ROMs, and alphabet hacks. So when they say 55 actual thousand games, there's a decent chance that there's 700, but repeated until the sun explodes. Now, the portability is cool though. A lot of these cheap handhelds are pocket-sized, rechargeable, and decent for your quick retro gaming nostalgia needs. And for honestly, for 10 bucks, that's not horrible. But the problem actually shows up pretty fast, because you will get, most of the time, horrible speakers, horrible screens, the audio sounds like crap, stiff controls, and the batteries don't last that long. And forget PSP, Dreamcast, GameCube, PS2. If the ad even says it's PS2 ready, the thing's probably about to burst into flames trying to load the actual main menu. Okay, quick trivia break. Did you know the original Nintendo Entertainment System has sold over 61 units worldwide? And somehow, every cheap emulator has about 900 bootleg Mario games on it. Talk about amazing. All right, so we're going to be going to the sweet spot, the $20 to $60 tier. Now, this is where games get interesting, because once you hit the $20 to $60 range, the emulator system stops feeling like a cheesy toy you get from a cereal box and starts feeling like an actual gaming device. This is where the companies like POW, Kitty, Mayu, and Barrick start showing up. And honestly, some of these handhelds are surprisingly, shockingly good. You'll get better screens, better buttons, cleaner software, custom firmware support, decent battery life. Some even feel premium, which, you know, is absolutely insane considering the price. Now, this tier can actually, with a doubt, play Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, PlayStation 1, and even Game Boy Advance really well. Some can even play PSP, Nintendo 64, and Dreamcast. But not perfect. That's the catch. And this is where people start falling in the emulator rabbit hole. Because suddenly, you're downloading firmware, scraping box art, organizing your ROM files, and also watching a 40-minute setup tutorial. At some point, you realize you spent more time organizing games than actually playing it. And every retro gamer listening right now knows exactly what I'm talking about and knows exact pain. All right, another quick trivia break. The PS2 is still the best-selling console of all time with over 160 million units sold, which explains why every emulator handheld ad says PS2 ready, when you know for a fact it's not. Over 100, the wallet destroyer. All right, now we enter dangerous territory, the premium emulator handhelds. And once you pass $100, these things become mini gaming computers. We're talking Steam Deck, Odin device, Retroid handheld, Android gaming systems, and even the ROG Ally. These are getting scary good. We're talking about PS2, Dreamcast, GameCube, PSP, even some Switch emulation on these devices. And honestly, this tier is incredible, but there's a catch. Multiple catches. Number one, they're freaking expensive. Two, setting up becomes a hobby. And three, these devices can become overwhelming really, really fast because now you're tweaking emulator settings, your shading, your frame skip, your resolution, your controller mapping, and at some point, you stop gaming. And you become a part-time IT department manager. Still, though, when these things work, wow. Having thousands and thousands of Retroid games in your hands with save slates, fast forward, and even HDMI outputs is honestly amazing. Retro gamers from the 90s would have lost their mind over this stuff. All right, final trivia break. The average person reportedly only plays a tiny fraction of the games that they digitally own. So technically, having 55,000 games installed probably means that you're just going to be playing Mario Kart, Pokemon, or one random beat-up game you forgot existed. So, are all these emulator systems worth buying? Honestly, some are absolute junk, most are scams, but some are generally awesome. If you like brand new, you know, $20 to $60 range is probably your best value. Cheap enough to experiment, but good enough to actually enjoy. And maybe the funniest part of this is realizing nobody actually needs 55,000 games. Most of us just want a handful of classics, nostalgia, and excuse to replay games when life felt a hell of a lot more simpler. And honestly, I totally understand and agree. If you enjoyed the episode of Tangent Retro Gaming Podcast, share with a fellow friend, family member, retro gamer, and tell me, what is the best emulator handheld you've ever owned? Thank you for listening, everybody, and I'll catch you on next time. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please email me at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Until next time, thanks, guys, and I'll catch you later.